for your home pools and spas, End Zone Show on Regional Radio. Create a vacation destination right outside your back door with home pools and spas in Ludington. Now to the studio for the End Zone Show, here's your host, Greg Armbruster.
Welcome in to the End Zone Show, brought to you by Home Pools and Spas in Ludington. The first End Zone of the 2016 season. It's already here in a blink of an eye, and we saw some games go down to the wire. We saw leads almost evaporate. We saw an afternoon matinee come down to the very end of it. We've seen overtime. We've seen lead changes, and it all happened on the very first week. We've got a lot to get into on our Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Four games this evening on the broadcast schedule, and it was full of calamity, full of excitement, and full of down-to-the-wire finishes. We had Owensville over Potosi, Central top Sullivan, and we had on AM 800 a game go into overtime. We'll recap all of it during the End Zone Show, brought to you by Home Pools and Spas on Regional Radio.
Hi, this is the Jefferson County Family YMCA reminding you that youth fall soccer and volleyball enrollment is now open. At the Y, we promise no tryouts and no bench warmers. Every player plays at least half of every game. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration ends August 22nd. Call 931-YMCA.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with three homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
Hope you enjoyed that music, Bet. If you did, you were probably on the winning side of things tonight. If not, the long season ahead of us. Let's look at week one as it stands on J98. It was Owensville over Potosi, 28-24. AM 800 KREI. Four quarters, not enough for week one as the Farmington Knights topped the Fox Warriors 26-20 in overtime. AM 1400 K Jeff. Windsor and St. Pius 56-33. J98 Web TV had Central 39-12 over the visiting Sullivan Eagles. The early game today, Festus and Vashon squaring off at 4 p.m. That one saw the Tigers hold off Vashon on the road 29-26, the final there. The Chaffee Red Devils, after trailing by a point early on, it was 14-13 early on in that one in favor of Crystal City. The final, Chaffee 39, Crystal City 19. Scott City, a big win at home for them over Grandview, 46-8. Jefferson, they had to hold off Kabul late on the road. They were up 26-6. That one ended up being 26-24, but the Blue Jays, a happy ride back home. Valley Catholic, well, they're still Valley Catholic, 77-0 over St. Vincent to start off the football season. The Kennett Indians, they might have graduated a stud quarterback, but it doesn't seem to have hurt them a whole lot against the Fredericktown Black Hats. Kennett 57, Fredericktown 10. DeSoto rallies past Perryville, 23-15. St. Genevieve, a winner at home over the Dexter Bearcats, 35-6 in favor of the Dragons. The Hillsborough Hawks, they did mighty fine on the road in week one, 42-0 over Afton. North County, not too shabby themselves with a 35-0 victory over Seckman. And St. James leading Cuba 34-12 in the fourth quarter. We've got full game recaps to come your way. Let's go ahead and dive into our J98 game, and definitely some highlights to discuss in the J98 game. And it what turned out to be a barn burner. The Dutchman of Owensville scored the first touchdown of the season on J98, taking the lead over the Trojans.
Back to the shotgun, two receivers right, one or two left as well. Rector's the running back with Ellis. Four down linemen for Potosi. They give it to Rector up the middle. He's got an opening between the hashes, untouched for a touchdown. He didn't get hit until he was right at the goal line. That is a 7-yard touchdown run from Tanner Rector with 8:54 on the clock in the first. Owensville strikes first.
The Trojans responded, taking their first lead of the 2016 season. Potosi head coach Mark Casey pulled a little trick out of the bag early on.
Two running backs set. Allison to the right of Jacobson, to the left is Price. Shotgun look. Hand off to Price. Price is going to look to throw. Fires down the far sideline. No one even near him at the 5-yard line. Easy touchdown to Brady Finch. Potosi on the board. A 34-yard strike.
The Trojans forced an Owensville turnover, and it didn't take long to turn it into six on a connection from Jacobson to Haynes.
They fake two handoffs. Jacobson keeps it, runs to his left. He'll throw a floater. Back corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Zach Haynes.
The Dutchmen drove down to the Trojan goal line but were shut down on third and goal to go. They decided to try their luck on fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal. Handoff. Up the middle. Farragher's close between the hashes. No signal
yet.
He got
taken down right about the line. That's really close. We have a tough angle from all the way here. Both players saying
touchdown.
The opposite. There we go.
Very delayed call, but it's a 2-yard touchdown run for Dustin Farragher.
That risky fourth down call paid off for Owensville. They held a 14-12 lead over the Trojans at the break. After the half, early on in the third, Owensville added to their lead. This time, it was through the air.
Another first and 10. Ellis scrambles to his left, looking to throw. Throws. It is caught at the 4, at the near numbers, and into the end zone from there. It is a touchdown for Robert Weirich, and Owensville adds to their lead.
And the audaciousness of Potosi, they went back to the bag of tricks.
Finch is the receiver to the right, Haynes to the left. Two running back shotgun look for the sophomore QB Jacobson. First and 10 from the 38, handoff to Price. He's going to look to throw, fires one-on-one, near numbers. Caught over the shoulder at the 30, and Finch to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Potosi. 62-yard touchdown pass. That's the second time a running back, Price, with a touchdown pass to Finch.
Zach Price, this year's Potosi running back, last year's Potosi quarterback, his second passing touchdown of the season. The Trojans cut the lead to 21-18 with little time left in the third, and they had the momentum on their side and struck again while the iron was hot.
Jacobson takes a snap. He's in trouble. Avoids a blitzer, though. Throws to the end zone. 2-on-1. It is caught over the shoulder. That is a touchdown by Tristan Brown, and beautiful job by Jacobson to avoid the rusher Decker, who had him dead to rights on a blitz. He juked him out of his shoes. 32-yard touchdown, Potosi on top.
The Trojans were poised to take this victory, but the Dutchman needed us for the Unico Bank play of the game.
It's time to announce the Unico Bank play of the game.
Owensville trying to get back ahead, and now a power look. Receiver to each side. Eye formation behind the left tackle. Shotgun for Ellis. Gives it off to Farragher up the middle. He is in. A touchdown, Owensville. They're on top.
Unico Bank cares about you like family. For a car, home, or commercial loan, see Unico Bank. Unico Bank. Banking with people like you.
And that's the deciding factor in our J98 game of the week. As the Owensville Dutchmen hold off Potosi, they take week one, 28-24. On Web TV this week, it was Central hosting the Sullivan Eagles, and a lot of highlights to come your way from Park Hills Central. Early on, seemed like it was going to be a low-scoring affair. It did not stay that way, but it was the Rebs drawing the first blood after a 1-yard run by Tristan Campbell.
Triple I formation and running it right into the end zone, and that is Tristan Campbell, and puts those Central Rebels on top 6-0.
The Rebels getting back to power football, converting a 2-point conversion, taking an early 8-0 lead, but the Dutchmen answered with a score of their own.
Rolling right, Pryor has a man in the end zone, and it's a touchdown. Dane Hartman bailing out the Eagles, receives it for 5 yards, and the score.
Sullivan unable to complete the two-point conversion. They trailed 8-6. It wasn't long before Central got back on the board.
First down and 10 for the Rebels. Bouncing off a defender, taking it right up the middle. And that is Tyrese Welch taking it to the house.
And oh, poor us in the media thought, oh, their quarterback's gone, their running back is gone, what are they going to do? This is what they did.
Under center, snaps it, hands it off, and there is Campbell sneaking his way into the end zone. Another touchdown for the Rebels, and they extend their lead to 21-6.
And again,
receivers jumping up and down to get it to him. Campbell has it. Dodges two defenders inside the 40. Cuts across towards the middle. 30. Has the edge. 25. 10. Touchdown.
So Central doing pretty well. Do you think we have more? We do.
Here's Bland. Wide open into the end zone. Touchdown Central Rebels as they keep adding on.
It was a good night for the Park Hill Central Rebels, topping the Sullivan Eagles to get started on the 2016 season. But maybe the game of the night, the game of what could be the season, it's going to be hard to top this one. AM 800 KREI saw the old school gritty football game with the Farmington Knights on the road to take on the Fox Warriors. We'll jump even further into this crazy back and forth game that needed more than four quarters to decide. The Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show continues next on Regional Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who? Who?
And who turned up the heat? Hey, David Sisson from Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. We're in the dog days of summer, and I want to help you beat the heat with deals that'll make you melt. This month, I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade to get into a cooler car. The deals are hot, but the AC is cold during our dog days of summer sale. We want to clear our lot before the summer's over, so I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value to trade in and up, even if you've been burned by credit in the past. I'll sweat the lenders out to get you approved. Come see me during our dog days of summer sale and get up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade, and we'll get you in a cooler car. Only at Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Want to really heat things up? Right now you can get no payments until fall on the new 2016 Ford models. Come see us soon before these hot offers end. Visit us online at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects trade allowance. Excludes sale price vehicle. See dealer for details.
Crack screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. Week one, it arrived, but not a moment too soon. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, we're already to the post-game show. It's time to talk about a wild one here. We had a game that, if you missed it on AM 800 KREI, lucky for you, we're going to save that thing and post it online later. But I've got to tell you about this wild one, an old school gritty football game between Farmington and Fox as the Knights travel to take on the Warriors. In an early defensive showcase, a ground-and-pound mentality, the Knights strove for the first score of the game with little time left on the first quarter clock.
Friedmeier's under center, parks it out, runs a man in motion, keeps it, dives forward, stretches the ball to the end zone, and he's in! 6 points! Farmington Knights, Cody Friedmeier gets touchdown number one on the season.
And certainly, to not be outdone, the Warriors found themselves in a similar situation in the second quarter, and they took advantage of it.
And three, from the 13-yard line, Pasoni goes to the end zone and dives in! Fox can tie it with the extra point! Pasoni rushes into the end zone from 7 yards out with 10 seconds left.
That was all the scoring for the first two quarters between the Knights and the Warriors. They went to the break tied at 7-all. The next two quarters weren't enough, but the second half of this game was enough to keep your attention. As the back and forth continued in the second half, the Knights kept the pendulum swinging with a Gavin Duncan touchdown in the third.
The little linebacker did a nice job staying home there. Second and 10 for the Knights. They've got it at the Fox 11-yard line. Had success with Duncan up the middle and Donovan around the corner. We've got the right wing back here. And Howard, once again, the motion man on the right side. Duncan's got it at the 5, the 4, the 3, the 2. He stomped his way into the end zone. An 11-yard touchdown run by Gavin Duncan. The Knights playing some power football. And they burst on top by a touchdown. 2:23 remaining in the third. Farmington 13, Fox 7.
The extra point attempt failed, but the Knights held a 13-7 lead, but not for long. The Warriors answered on the final play of the third. It was a 3rd-and-1, and Fox called a number of Tony Pisoni.
3rd-and-inches here. Nybert once again in the backfield with Bloomer. Got Pisoni, that's a good bet at the quarterback spot. Oh, he just lost the man, and he's darting down the right sideline for a touchdown. Fox scores on a 3rd-and-1 on a quarterback keeper. And the quarterback, Pisoni, says, see me now, see you later. It's a 38-yard touchdown score, and we're tied at 13 on the final play of the third quarter.
Extra points come at a premium in this one. Fox failed to take the lead. We stayed 13-13 after three. The Knights followed up with a lengthy drive capped off by a one-yard score from Braden Moon.
Second and goal from the one for the Knights. Duncan the fullback. Friedmeier the quarterback. Got a couple of wings with Westbrook and Moon. Fox selling out, loading the box. Now they're going to go wide. And it's Moon. Moon will cut back. Dives to the goal line. Touchdown, Knights. Moon in from a yard out. And Farmington breaks back on top by a score. Knights 19. Fox 13. 7:37 remaining in the fourth.
Somebody paid the premium on the point after touchdown as the Knights took the lead 20-13. The Warriors again called a number of the reigning Suburban West Player of the Year.
We've got Nybert and Bloomer as the running back there. Pisoni pulls it, runs it, left tackle, he's gone. Pisoni to the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. 4:46 remaining in the fourth. We're an extra point away from another tie.
Fox converted the PAT again, tied this time at 20-all. Four quarters, not enough. It had to go into overtime.
Brooks, the wing back to the left side, Moon's off to the right. Farmington's got Bankhead as a wide receiver to the right. Greco off the left side. And Friedmeier is back to pass. He slings it over the middle, and the ball is tipped by Pisoni, and they caught for a touchdown. It's tipped by Pisoni and caught by Bankhead for a touchdown. The Farmington Knights win in the unlikeliest of ways. Tony Pisoni, with 6 interceptions a year ago and an all-state safety, tips at the goal line and running underneath of it is Teddy Bankhead. Farmington scores in overtime and wins it on the road in Fox in week number one. 26-20, the Knights win.
Yeah, that's how that happened. That's how we closed out week one on AM 800 KREI, 26-20. The Farmington Knights, it sounds like a wild tip drill, and they get out of there with a W, the final, 26-20. That's what our games sounded like for week one. It's time to get the coaches' thoughts. The End Zone Show continues up next on Regional Radio.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
We come back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show to find out if I can work a telephone. Let's see. Possibly joining us now, head coach of the Hillsborough Hawks, Lee Freeman. Coach, how are we?
Doing pretty well.
Check it off. I can indeed work a phone. What you can do is figure out how to coach up a football team. You go on the road tonight, a 42-0 victory over Afton. I can't imagine it was something you were expected, but at the end of it, what are you thinking?
Well, I think I'm proud of the boys for their efforts tonight. Anytime you've got to travel and you're kind of battling a little bit of heat there early in the day, and I thought the boys responded well to that. I thought that we had a lot of production out of a lot of guys offensively tonight, and defensively, obviously, being able to hold a very talented and very athletic staff and team was a little bit. I know what.
Uh-oh, live radio. We've got cell phone connection issues. Coach, are you still with us? Cell phones. It's 2016 and we don't have coverage everywhere. What's happening here? We'll check back in with Lee Freeman as he drives through patchy cell phone service. So, let's take a short pause, and we'll come back. Now that I know how to work a phone, we'll figure this out. Keep it tuned. It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, and hopefully we've got cell service on the other end when we come back.
Do you need dirt work? Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling is the name to remember. If your job requires a high-lift dozer, backhoe, bobcat, dump truck, excavation, or hauling, Matt Stroud and his crew can get the job done right. Matt Stroud Excavation and Hauling covers St. Francis and surrounding counties, so give them a call at 573-756-2808 or 701-3258. That's Matt Stroud Excavating when you need work done.
Back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, and let's call that a mulligan. It's week one, right? Coach Freeman, you back with us?
I am back with you, I think.
All right. It's 2016. You think we'd have this service stuff figured out by now, but I guess not.
You never know. You never know.
So, Coach, you go on the road. It's a 42-0 victory for you, and I know that maybe it's just rhyme or reason or luck or maybe just the way that you guys go about it, but when you put your schedule together, your week one opponent's already pretty tough every year. So to come out like this, tell me what you're thinking.
Well, you know, obviously you love to have a worthy quality opponent week one, and I thought the Afton Cougars were just that. I thought that they were very athletic. I thought they had a lot of team speed. As a matter of fact, at times I thought that our guys were kind of, you know, playing slow, but I think it might have been just because Afton was so fast. But nonetheless, we were able to get a victory tonight, and I thought the kids played hard. And, you know, we'll go back and look at the film, but I think there's a lot of things we can build on, and you know, there's going to be a few things that we need to fix, too.
That's where we got to go. What are the things that that you saw today, some of the questions that maybe were answered or maybe they weren't?
Well, I think from a defensive standpoint, I think we've got some guys in the right positions. I know that there's some, you know, some things that we can, you know, kind of shore up a little bit as far as our pass coverage is concerned, and kind of moving guys into the right spot there. But we had some young guys playing tonight that that really stepped up for us, and I thought that you know, our linebacking core tonight, there was a, you know, the three-man rotation tonight with Zach Bodley, Alex Warren, and Luke Skaggs, and I thought all three of them played extremely well tonight. And you know, hopefully they can get better every week, and we'll kind of build around that.
So, I mean, we know that things had to have gone well tonight. 42 offensive side, 0 on the defensive side. If you had to say, what do you think went better?
Well, man, I don't know. That's a hard question to answer. It's extremely hard to hold a team to 0. So I would say, I guess, from a defensive standpoint, I feel better about it defensively. And you know, in the past, we've had a, you know, we've kind of struggled defensively, and we've given up a lot of points. So, nonetheless, I thought the boys played hard tonight, and I know that they played hard, and I know that, you know, from a defensive standpoint, Coach Fox does an outstanding job putting game plans together, and Coach Fox was there in spirit tonight. His wife had a baby, so he couldn't make it to the game. And I know that the boys, Coach Fox had communicated the game plan well with them. And to be honest with you, I didn't have much to do with it. The boys kind of called their own checks tonight. So we you know, tip our hat to Coach Fox because he had those guys ready to go.
Congrats to Coach Fox on the little one. And I got to know, Coach, did your guys get the touchdown alley tonight?
Just a few times. I think we made it down there. And you know, we're going to get back to the film and see. But I feel pretty good about some of the guys up front offensively. They played pretty well tonight.
And I imagine maybe you thought a little bit about Oakville on the bus ride home. Is that safe to say?
I'm trying to find a score. I don't know. I thought they played Lindbergh tonight, but I'm not sure. And we'll try to find a score there. And, you know, obviously we're going to get back to work as soon as we can. It'll be a short-lived victory.
Is it one of the scenarios so early on in the season, just focus on Hillsboro at this point?
Yeah, it's about, you know, trying to improve yourself every week. And, you know, you're not going to be able to control what other teams do all the time. And it's about limiting mistakes, and it's about getting back to the practice and trying to put the game plan together that you think is going to work to help your kids be successful. And you know, at the end of the day, it's the kids that are playing, and they're the ones that are working hard, and they're the ones that are beat up. I can't say enough about our guys. I feel like they work hard a lot, and, they deserve to win tonight.
That's head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, Lee Freeman, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Coach, sounds like you got a lot of Hawk pride tonight.
Yeah, we're still proud of our boys.
Once again, head coach of the Hillsboro Hawks, Lee Freeman, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. We'll have more of our coaches. That was the first of many to come on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio.
One who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Cole's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out, and on your way. Guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Who loves sports as much as you do? Mega Sports shares your love of sports for over 21 years now. Not just one sport, but all sports. And because they know sports, they carry the brands and items you need to get your game on. From shoes to apparel and equipment to team uniforms and names like Nike, Under Armour, Easton, Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Rawlings, and more. So when you're in the game, remember, Mega Sports in Farmington.
In the field or on the field, it's Mega Sports.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show across regional radio. All the games final, and the first final game of the day saw the Festus Tigers top Vashon. It was 29-26, and joining us now on the End Zone Show, the Festus head coach, Rush Schmidt. So, Coach, a little bit of weird circumstances leading up, things being moved around, times moved around, but you got the job done.
Yeah, the kids fought through a lot of adversity before the game and during the game, and in the end, they found out a lot about themselves after a week one victory.
I know coming into the season, all the area teams have a few questions to answer. Did you find that your team answered a few of those for you today?
They absolutely did, and I think the biggest one is character and the grit. You know, we identified goals in the offseason by class, and the consistent theme was, you know, they you know, what does grit look like, and how do we improve that? And how, you know, just hard work and the stick-to-itiveness, and they demonstrated that for 48 minutes today, and they were very resilient in the end to come out victorious 29-26.
So tell me a little bit about the game. I know early on it was very close. Was it that way throughout?
It was. We gave up a 72-yard punt return and then came right back on the offensive side, and their three scores came on 72, I believe 75 and 65 yard plays. Sexton had a short touchdown run there towards the end to make it 29-26. And then we had a goal line, well, it wasn't a goal line stand, but they had the ball inside our 30 with a fresh set of downs under 3 minutes. And it appeared like they were going to push this game right to the brink. And we had three consecutive plays for losses and took the ball over on downs and got our young quarterback under center in a victory formation and had the opportunity to run off the clock for the win.
Is there a better formation to see at the end of a game than that?
You know, especially when you practice it and you talk to the kids about what it should look like and this is what could happen if you do this and this is what we need. And we work on that, you know, managing the clock and things like that and go over those situational things. And this was just one of those things that was neat to be able to see it this early in the season and show the kids what it looks like.
And especially when you consider the amount of overall percentage of offense that graduated from your team a year ago, to be able to come out and have the offense work so well for you in week one, you've got to be pleased.
I was pleased, real pleased with our offensive line. You know, there were times where we're on the headsets and we thought maybe some of those kids probably should be coming out of the game. And when they got to the sideline, we subbed for them. They weren't real happy about it. They wanted to be in there and they were fine. And, you know, they really were, but it just – you want to try to keep a fresh body in there with what, you know, you're dealing with playing at that time of the day. But it was just a great overall team effort where everybody contributed on both sides of the football.
And it sounds like that's going to be the theme of your team week in and week out is everybody contributing. And it was something that was always talked about at camp. But when you see it to come to fruition, I mean, there's nothing that's better than that in week one.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet today to see the young kids get in there and do what they did and really contribute. Fresh backs in the third, late in the third and fourth quarter, fresh legs out there under those circumstances certainly helped us. We had C.J. Glaze and Matt Rosen came in after Tyler Sexton and Jordan Fiedler and Tyler Reinstrom, you know, basically started the game, and we were rotating. Nick Templeton came in at the fullback position. We were able to get kids in there, fresh set of legs, and they gave us a little extra pop.
And now you start off on the right foot for the 2016 season. You are now 1-0. I know it's not going to be too long before you look ahead to week two, so let's think about that. What are your thoughts about Sullivan, week two?
Well, we were preparing for week two on the way home on the bus, as a matter of fact. Well, they're, you know, it's funny. Coach Arnett and I talked quite a bit over the summer, and it's the clash of two teams. You know what you're going to get. They run the football. We run the football. Nothing's changed since the last time we played them. Nothing's changed for us since the last time we played them. So we both had a good laugh out of it because it's always a physical game and it's a good game. So, you know, we expect a close, well-coached football team to come in here from Sullivan, Missouri and play us next Friday night.
And being able to come back home and play on your home field, you won't have to move up to 4 o'clock. You'll have a normal game time, so maybe a little bit of a better preparation week.
Yeah, that creature of habit stuff really holds true. I didn't like anything about my day until the clock sounded, the horn sounded at the end of the game. But nonetheless, it is what it is. We got through it. But, yeah, next week to get into a routine and to prepare for Sullivan to be, and play him at home, but big opportunity for the kids again.
That's Festus head football coach Rush Schmidt joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Coach, thanks for giving us a call and talking with us on the End Zone Show, and best of luck in week two.
Hey, we appreciate everything, your coverage, and good luck to everybody tonight.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
Your local County Do It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale are proud to be sponsors of high school sports and wish the best to everyone participating in tonight's game. If you're thinking about building, remodeling, or have a special project in mind, stop by your local County Do It Centers. You'll find everything you need and more. Check out their updated paint department. Their Do It Best quality paint line is one of the fastest growing private brands in the industry. Your local County Do It Centers in St. Genevieve and Bloomsdale will have what you're looking for, and they're proud to be sponsors of high school athletics.
Welcome back into the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. We've heard from a couple of our area coaches as week one essentially in the books. Quick recap, Owensville over Potosi, 28-24. Farmington tops Fox in overtime, 26-20. The AM 1400 KJF feature had Windsor top St. Pius 56-33. And J98 Web TV saw Central beat Sullivan 39-12. Other week one matchups inside the listening area, Festus over Vashon 29-26. Chaffee rallies past Crystal City 39-19. Scott City tops Grandview 46-8. Jefferson 26-24 over Kabul. Herculaneum falls in the start of season number 70 for the Black Hats. Valley Catholic hasn't lost a step, 77-0 over St. Vincent. The Kennett Indians 57-10 over Fredericktown. DeSoto rallies past the Perryville Pirates 23-15. St. Genevieve starts 1-0, defeating Dexter 35-6 at home. Hillsboro, a big-time road victory. We heard Coach Lee Freeman tell us about that 42-0 victory over the Afton Cougars. The North County Raiders, they go north and blank the Sekman Jaguars 35-0. And St. James topped Cuba 34-12. It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. We'll dive back into our coach interviews next on Regional Radio.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbag side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
We step back into the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show across regional radio. And now joining us on End Zone for week one, the head coach of the Perryville Pirates, Mike Wojcik, joining us. Coach, you fall short in week one, but things seemed like they were going well early on. What are your thoughts after having some time to digest?
Well, the biggest thing tonight was turnovers and pregame jitters. You know, we made some silly mistakes, and, we were really pleased with the way that our kids played on both sides of the ball. If you could take away about three huge mistakes that we made tonight, the outcome would have been a whole lot different. You know, our defense only gave up 10 points. The rest of the points came off of turnovers, and that's big for us.
Yeah, and we know across the board that turnovers can indeed prove costly. One thing that can prove costly, and that's very unfortunate, is you don't have what you thought was going to be your starting quarterback coming into the season. So I imagine that probably maybe had to vanilla the offense, or was that not the case?
No, I wouldn't say that we vanillaed the offense. Even with the interception and the fumble that we had, I thought Ross played a heck of a game tonight, and I thought he led the troops exactly the way that we knew that he could. And a lot of people might think, well, you know, they don't have their starting quarterback and this and that. But the bottom line is Ross Hadler is our starting quarterback right now, and our kids are following his lead, and we're really proud of the way he's leading them. And you know, it's just one of those deals. You know, he's young, and there's going to be some growing pains, and we knew that going into it. And, you know, we just want him to keep working hard, and we know he's going to keep getting better.
And it sounds like from the outside looking in that maybe from the outside we think there is a question mark at quarterback, but it doesn't sound like that inside the team, and maybe most importantly for your quarterback now.
Oh, there's no question. He's the guy, and we're gonna get back and get ready to go on Monday to take on St. Pius, and you know, Ross is going to be the one that's going to lead us into that game.
And what are your thoughts about taking on the St. Pius Lancers? They were in a high-scoring affair tonight, falling to Windsor.
Well, you know, I don't know a whole lot about them. Obviously, we take it 1 week at a time, and we'll start looking at film on them tomorrow. But we know that from last year, they have a very, very talented running back in the backfield. And, you know, I know Coach Woods Coach Tilden do a nice job with them up there, and they're going to have them ready to go. You know, their kids are big and strong, and we know we're going to have our hands full. We're going to have to cut down on the silly mistakes that we made tonight, and we're going to have to clean some things up in practice this week, and we're going to have to come out and have an excellent week of practice and you know, let the chips fall where they may, so to speak.
Without tipping your hand too much, what are some of the things that you want to address over the next few days?
Well, you know, obviously one of the big things is some of our reads and, you know, hanging on to the football and watching the football, not jumping off sides. You know, there was a couple key situations tonight where, you know, it was third and short and, you know, and then we had them backed up where it would have been a punting situation and, you know, silly penalty, we jump off sides and we put them in a short situation and they ended up going for it instead of punting it. And, you know, so basically, we got to work on those little things, and you know, if we get those cleaned up, I think we'll be fine.
Hey, on the plus side, it sounds like most of the things, if not all of them, that you mentioned are correctable mistakes.
Absolutely, you know, and at the end of the night, you know, you're definitely disappointed in the loss, but I mean, I just can't say enough of the heart and how hard our kids played tonight, and you know, it was hot out there, and we had a lot of kids going both ways, and they emptied the tank, and they gave us everything they had. And, when kids do that, that's all you can ask.
That's the head coach of the Perryville Pirates, Mike Voitsick, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Coach, I appreciate you giving us a shout and talking with us tonight, and wish you the best of luck in Week 2 with St. Pius.
Well, I appreciate it, and we appreciate all you guys do for us.
Happy to do it, Coach. Have yourself a good evening.
All right, you too.
The Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show continues. Up next, we've got a lot to get into. Don't go anywhere just yet.
This is Debbie Hamby with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. We know you have lots of choices when it comes to finding a pharmacy. Those choices promise things like friendly staff, shorter wait times, free delivery, and knowing you by name. At Parkland Health Mart, all of those things are a given. We want you to choose us for our ability to provide things like medication synchronization, immunization services, medical equipment sales and service, and free wellness classes, including diabetic education. Come see us today in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton, because we are your total healthcare destination.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
Barbecue season is always in season at Kettle Hut Smokehouse in Crystal City. Hi, I'm Jeff Kettle Hut, and my Memphis-style baby back ribs, pulled pork, brisket, whole turkeys, and sides are a great idea for all your family get-togethers, upcoming holidays, birthday parties, and more. Don't forget to add our desserts, including our handmade pies, cobblers, and bread pudding to any event. Remember, Kettle Hut Smokehouse for all your catering needs. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City, Kettle Hut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind. When we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Pre-planning a funeral is very personal. Whether it's special music or a favorite poem, each person has their own wishes. At Cosine Memorial Chapel, we're here to help you express those wishes.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cosine Memorial Chapel.
Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center can provide all of your adult and pediatric medicine and dental care needs, as well as mental health and substance abuse treatment. Hi, this is Tracy Wicking. We want to be your health care home. Call us at 481-6040 for more information or to schedule an appointment at our new facility in Hillsboro. That number again is 481-6040 or check us out online at mimoinfo.com. Comtree, health happens here.
We come back to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone show, and what a good segue we have. The universe is definitely on our side tonight. We just heard from Coach Mike Wojcik of Perryville. They fell to the DeSoto Dragons, and now joining us, the first-year head man over there at DeSoto, Coach Chris Johnson. Coach, things went well for the first go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, they did. It was a slugfest, but, you know, for this first game, for me, trying to get our feet wet and trying to get this new program to play a certain way, I couldn't have chalked it up any better. Get out of there with the win. I'll take it every time.
Talking a little bit with Coach Wojcik, it sounded like it looked like a week one football game. Would you say that was true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was on both sides of the ball. You could tell that there was a lot of nerves going on, you know, just trying to get all the kinks out. It's one of those where you just try not to be the one that makes the most mistakes on a week one game. And thankfully, we were the team that did not make the amount of mistakes to come out on the losing end. But it was ugly at times, no doubt.
What may be developing into a pattern, way too early to tell. The second half of you guys was strong. Do you feel like you might have a second half team?
I think a lot of that just had to do with the way that we've really been practicing hard over the summertime. Our camps were great. Our 2 days have really been good. Our kids really kind of bought into this new mentality that we're trying to preach. And I think as the game wore on, our kids just got stronger. And I think that a lot of the things that we've been trying to preach in practice really kind of came to fruition in that second half.
So you were trailing early on in this one, 15-8, if memory serves me right, which it usually does not. But you guys come back. Walk me through the process to overcome all of that.
Well, I think that the first thing has to go to our defense. It's one of those things that you always talk about how defense travels, and that definitely held true tonight. You know, when your offense isn't clicking and you're kind of shorthanded and having to make do with some guys you weren't necessarily expecting in week one to have to make the start. For us, it was a matter of just trying to do the best we can to move the football and try not to do anything too crazy and let our defense be our defense. And they definitely bailed us out in some big ways tonight.
And after taking over a spot where you know that 22 seniors graduated, you had you could have an entire scrimmage from the guys that graduated. So did you answer some questions for your guys tonight?
I think we did. I think we did. I think for us, we were, you know, kind of trying to see what our young guys would be able to do. And we've really been preaching a lot of competition and how competition is the only way to get where we want to go. And we do it every day in practice. And tonight we gave some kids some opportunities to see what they could do. And without a doubt, we had some young kids step up and really show us that they're ready for some Friday night football. So I think if nothing else we take from this, we know that some young guys that we weren't for sure if they were ready, when given an opportunity, we had some guys jump all over it.
And it sounds like the defense, a big part in tonight's victory over Perryville. You get that victory on the road. So pleased with the defense overall?
Yeah, the defense did a great job at, you know, taking the ball away from them. At the end of the day, you know, if you just don't turn it over and you take it away from them, that's usually always going to be a recipe for some wins. And that held true tonight without a doubt. We gave up a couple of big runs early in the game, and I think we made some great adjustments. A lot of that goes to my defensive coaches and what they did as far as making adjustments and whatnot. And then once we settled in a lot more, I think they really turned into a pretty good slugfest. And again, we took the ball away from them multiple times, and without us turning it over, it really kind of ended up being the reason why we got out of there with a victory.
So you get off on the right foot. You start off 1-0. You get to have your first home game of the year next week. So you feeling pretty good about bringing that Friday Night Lights environments to Old D-Town?
We're hoping so. We're excited to finally get to get home and be able to play in front of our fans. We've had a lot of support, a lot of good things been going on in DeSoto over the summertime. So we're just excited to be able to get to bring these boys home and let the community come out and support them and let these guys put on hopefully something that everyone's proud about in the DeSoto community.
Any early thoughts about Bishop? Have you done any early scouting, maybe?
You can't ask me that. Come on now.
You know I had to try, Coach.
You can't ask me that.
Oh, head coach Chris Johnson won't give me any info. I see now.
No, I can't be saying that. I was looking ahead. I glanced at them just a little bit. I know last year they were really big. That's one thing I do remember about them last year. It was a lot of physicality, to be honest with you. The kids really were playing hard. So I believe they also got hit with graduation similar to the way we did. As far as schematically or, you know, really digging into them, no, I honestly really haven't looked at them a whole lot. But, you know, once we got through tonight, after tonight and into the weekend, we'll start breaking them down and giving our kids hopefully an opportunity to play well when we're at home. So
that's the DeSoto Dragons head football coach, Coach Chris Johnson, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Coach, appreciate you giving us a shout. It's always a pleasure, and good luck in week two.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Thank you guys for covering us. You guys do a great job. Appreciate what you guys do on these Friday nights. So thank you again.
Happy to do it, Coach. Have yourself a good evening.
All right. Thank you, sir. Uh-huh.
Once again, the head coach of the DeSoto Dragons, Chris Johnson. He starts off his head coaching career of the green and white with a W on the road. The Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, it most certainly continues next on Regional Radio.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Hi, this is the Jefferson County Family YMCA reminding you that youth fall soccer and volleyball enrollment is now open. At the Y, we promise no tryouts and no bench warmers. Every player plays at least half of every game. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. Games are safe, exciting, and fun. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and family involvement. So bring your child to the Y where they will develop skills that go beyond the field. Registration ends August 22nd. Call 931-YMCA.
Hi, I'm Wendy Hicks, owner of the area's newest pizzeria called Nana's Brick Oven in Farmington. Bring your family and enjoy our relaxed atmosphere and eat some made-from-scratch pizza and bread knots cooked in a 100% wood-fired oven. We also have fresh salads with 3 homemade dressings, and we have bruschetta. Check us out on Facebook, Nana's Brick Oven. We're located at 1162 East Karsh Boulevard off Highway 00 in Farmington. Come and let Nana cook for you today.
We're joined now by Ken Wyke, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons. They had a 35-6 victory over Dexter. Coach, a 35-6 victory is very impressive. How'd you do it tonight?
I saw them play real well. You know, it was the score kind of got that way at the end. That you know, first half was pretty tight, hard-fought ball game. We you know, we went down and scored, and they kind of moved the ball a little bit, but we held when we needed to, and I don't know exactly what it was at halftime. I think 14-0, but it was pretty tight, and both teams, you know, first game things, and we made mistakes. But I was real happy with our defense, kept them from putting any big drives together. You know, they run that tight wing offense, and you kind of worry about that going in, especially first week, preparing for that. But our kids did a real good job defensively and kept them out of the end zone. And, you know, second half we came out and took the opening kick, and we were able to, you know, have a drive, put a drive together and go up. And I think once we got up, we got a little momentum going, and our kids, you know, played real hard. And, you know, first game stuff, like I said, we made some mistakes, but overall we played pretty well.
And it sounds like a coach, you know, often there are a lot of mistakes in week one and also the first week jitters. Did you see any of that, or were you guys calm, cool, and collected throughout the whole game?
No, I don't think we were too calm and cool. On our O-line, we had some snafus. We had some bad snaps. We had some negative plays that, you know, obviously we got to work on, but it's a whole new crew, you know, and so I guess you can call it jitters. We're just not working together yet. But, you know, like I told the kids at halftime, that the biggest thing that I was impressed was, you know, they didn't get down about it. You know, our kids had a couple of drives where we shot ourselves in the foot. We had one, I don't know, we lost 20 or 30 yards just in bad snaps and negative plays. But, you know, the next drive we came down and scored. So our kids, learned that, you know, you're going to make mistakes and just not to dwell on them. And I was real happy, proud of the way they fought back from it.
Coach, would you say that you saw more good things than you did bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, way more good things. You know, especially the overall, just the attitude and work from them. You know, I talked to some people after the game, and it's the first thing they say, you know, your kids just really played very physical and really played very aggressive. And when you get that out of a week one, you know, that's what you're looking for, you know, that overall effort. And, you know, I told them going in that you're going to make mistakes, but make them aggressively and make good things happen. And they did that. So, yeah, overall, I'm real happy with them.
And how important is it to start the season with a win?
Oh, it's real important. You know, everybody obviously wants to, but when you get that one under your belt, then, you know, you got positive kids walk off with a smile on their face. And even though they've done some things wrong and there's a lot of things we're going to work on, the whole overall attitude is just positive and fun and happy. And, you know, everybody likes to win. And we're able to get a lot of kids in. And, you know, we had that plan from the beginning, and especially with our D front and our offensive line, that front six, and we didn't have a lot of kids playing both ways. So we were able to get a lot of kids on the field early. And then once you get up by, you know, a few scores, we got a lot of young kids in there at the end, and everybody had a good time.
So you're riding high into week two, Coach. Who do you have?
We've got the crosstown. We've got Valley next week. So, you know, we've got to look at what we need to do better, obviously, and be ready for a very tough opponent.
Obviously, Valley is a very good opponent. How are you going to prepare for them in week two?
Well, you know, the way we prepare for everybody, you know, I told the kids that it's hard not to get them too excited because it's Valley, you know, and our kids are excited about this game. The town gets excited about it. But it's week two for us, and it's week two for them, and I'm sure the coaches are telling the same thing. You know, you got to keep everything in perspective. And, you know, the emotions in this game kind of take care of themselves. So from a coaching standpoint, it's kind of nice. You don't have to worry about getting your kids pumped up because they're pumped up all week. And our kids are smart enough. I don't think they're going to get too overworked about it. But they know they got their hands full. And, you know, it's one of those games, if you come away with some positives out of it, you're playing a very quality opponent. You know, we got a lot of respect for them and what they do. So, you know, hopefully we can get out here and put on a good show and get better. And that's our main goal. You know, we've got a lot of young kids stepping up into positions. They haven't played a lot lately, or not lately, just even at all. They haven't played a lot. So, you know, they're going to get better every week. And our big key is not to make any steps backward. Just keep going forward and get a little better.
Coach, one more question. Did you escape the week one injury free?
Yeah, you know, I've had some kids that had some dings and stuff, and they're, you know, they're going to obviously put some ice on it. But we had a couple cramps, you know, and even that was late. But so far, you know, I hope they don't come in Monday and tell me any different. But everybody walked out of the locker room a little sore, you know, first game stuff, but no injuries.
Awesome, Coach. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Coach Ken Wyke of the St. Genevieve Dragons with their 35-6 victory over Dexter. We'll have more End Zone Show after this.
Who let the dogs out? Who? Who? Who?
And who turned up the heat? Hey, David Sisson from Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. We're in the dog days of summer, and I want to help you beat the heat with deals that'll make you melt. This month, I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade to get into a cooler car. The deals are hot, but the AC is cold during our dog days of summer sale. We want to clear our lot before the summer's over, so I'll give you up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value to trade in and up, even if you've been burned by credit in the past. I'll sweat the lenders out to get you approved. Come see me during our dog days of summer sale and get up to $4,888 more than KBB appraised value for your trade, and we'll get you in a cooler car. Only at Samson Ford Lincoln, home with a lifetime warranty. Want to really heat things up? Right now you can get no payments until fall on the new 2016 Ford models. Come see us soon before these hot offers end. Visit us online at SismFord.com or call 431-3177.
Requires bank approval. Vehicle purchase price affects trade allowance. Excludes sale price vehicle. See dealer for details.
KTJJ Farmington, Festus Crystal City, St. Genevieve.
The Boot.
It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, week one. We are final. Let's recap that scoreboard once again. From the top down, your Presbyterian Manor of Farmington week one high school football scoreboard looks like this. On J98, it was Owensville, 28-24 over Potosi. Four quarters, not enough on AM 800 KREI as Farmington and Fox go to OT and the Knights win that one 26-20. The KJF game, Windsor and St. Pius nearly combined for 100 points, 56-33. Windsor wins on the road. The J98 Web TV exclusive with Matt Greenwood, who you don't know, he's standing 3 feet to my right. Central, Tom Sullivan, 39-12. Other week one matchups from the listening area, the early matinee saw Festus top Vachon 29-26. Chaffee beats Crystal City 39-19. Scott City defends their home turf over Grandview 46-8. Confluence Prep 34-12 over Herculaneum. Jefferson holds off Kabul late. They win it by 2, 26-24. Valley Catholic, a 77-0 victory over St. Vincent. Kennett, 57-10. They top Fredericktown. DeSoto wins on the road, 23-15 over Perryville. St. Genevieve, a home victory over the Dexter Bearcats, 35-6. Hillsboro over Afton, 42-0. North County tops Seckman, 35-0. And St. James beat Cuba, 34-12. That's a look into your Presbyterian Manners of Mid-America scoreboard, the way you want to live. We'll have more Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show next on Regional Radio.
Cracked screen, water damage, battery not holding a charge, phone just not acting right. Bring it in to the Screen Spot for a free diagnostic and repair quote. With a certified repair technician on hand, they can fix all your electronic needs. The Screen Spot, located at 114 Rear East Main Street in Festus, located behind the DMV. Give them a call at 855-931-7768 and like them on Facebook.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you. Don't pay those franchise fees. LS, the major brand maker, offers a 5-year warranty, the best on the market. Compare the LS tractor to other brands. We know you will find more standard features, including the R4 industrial tire, quick attach loader, skid steer quick attach bucket, dual hydraulic remotes, and much more. Simply put, get more features, the best quality, and the best warranty with lower prices. We know you'll find yourself saving thousands below other major brands. Come see us at Kohl's Tractor and Equipment today, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Give us a call at 573-756-4353. You are not one who simply follows the herd. For you, a tractor is a functional tool, not just a color of paint. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, we invite you to compare before you buy. Heck, we encourage you.
Coach David Cook from the Herculaneum Black Cats with us right now. Coach, you lost a tough one tonight against Confluence Prep Academy, 34-12. Can you tell us what you guys could have done differently to win tonight?
Well, we've got to get a little stronger at the O-line. We made a lot of mistakes there, let a lot of blitzing linebackers come free, not picking that up. The quarterback's play tonight was not very good. We had a couple different guys we were trying to work in there. And those are two areas we really need to improve. The one thing I'll say is our two quarterbacks are both young guys, they're sophomore and freshman. So, we've got some work to do to get that position squared away. And then the O-line is just going to have to step it up. I mean, we had opportunities tonight for big plays and opportunities to put some nice drives together and then turn around and shoot ourselves in the foot with, misalignments, missed blocks, our running backs weren't lining up correctly at times. And so just a lot of mental mistakes that we're going to have to fix this week or we're going to be in for another long one.
Now, despite the bad, what good things did you see from your team tonight?
Well, I felt like the effort was good. The kids played, they did play hard all night long. And I know a lot of people say that, when you call into these things, our kids played well or whatever. But I sincerely mean it. Our kids played hard. Our defense hit. I felt like we matched up hit for hit. There were a couple good licks put on them by us, and of course they did the same. They had some kids that put some good shots on our guys too. So
You know, it was a pretty solid game. It was a clean game. I mean, I felt like everybody played hard, really, across the board. But our kids did not quit. They kept playing, no matter how frustrated they were or we were with them. They continued to play hard, and that's a very, very positive thing. If you can get them to buy into that and to do that, then I think that maybe we got something we can work with here going down the road.
Going into week two against Fredericktown, who also lost their game tonight, what are a couple things that you need to improve on to get your team ready for next week?
We got to get good at what we do. I mean, that's the bottom line. We know Fredericktown's going to be big. They're going to be physical. They got some kids that are athletic. We're going to have to get good at what we do on the offensive side of the ball. You know, the misalignments and things like that are just simply unacceptable. We got to fix that. We got to make sure that we're picking up blitzes. We got to make sure that we're blocking and making plays when we have to on the up front on the O-line. You know, so those are the things that we have to work on really hard this week. You know, we're going to come in tomorrow morning and look at some film and, you know, get our guys some treatments if they need it and ice baths and that sort of thing. But, you know, we've just got to get back and take a look at what we do. You know, I really this year have really stressed the point that we got to do what we do well before we worry about what anybody else does. So we've got to get good at our technique. We've got to get good at our scheme, and we got to get good at what we do. So I think that's going to be the point that we continue to drive this week.
All righty, Coach. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks for the coverage, as always. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. This has been Coach David Cook of the Herculaneum and Black Cats on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show.
Do you need dirt work? Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling is the name to remember. If your job requires a high lift, dozer, backhoe, bobcat, dump truck, excavation, or hauling, Matt Stroud and his crew can get the job done right. Matt Stroud Excavation and Hauling covers St. Francis and surrounding counties, so give them a call at 573-756-2808 or 701-3258. That's Matt Stroud Excavating when you need work done.
Farmers Insurance agent Craig Portell, located in Potosi, is there to help you find the insurance that best suits your needs. Let him help you make the right choice when it comes to your insurance needs, auto, home, or life. Farmers Insurance agent Craig Portell is your local agent that can help you make the best decision for yourself and your family, all while saving you as much money as possible for a personable and friendly experience. See Farmers Insurance agent Craig Portell. Call 573-438-5300 or go into the office located at 504 East High Street, Suite A in Potosi.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Back here on Regional Radio, Sean Malone. I'm now joined by head coach of the Potosi Trojans, Mark Casey. Coach Casey, tough loss for you guys. It really was a back-and-forth affair throughout. Your offense picked it up in the second half, though. Let's start with that. What adjustments did you make at halftime?
Well, you know, it wasn't necessarily adjustments. It was just different things that we felt like we could, you know, that we had worked on all week that we felt like we could get advantage of. And I think that fatigue was kind of getting both teams, and it was one of those things we felt like we saw, you know, sides of their defense that we could attack a little bit more than the others. And, you know, it worked out for us at times, and then at other times it didn't.
Let's talk about Price now. It really seemed like the Price was right. He had a heck of a game, just bouncing off defenders and carrying a couple others. Talk about his performance from your perspective.
Yeah, Zach ran hard. You know, he's one of our best runners, you know, night in, night out. He's going to be a guy that has to carry the load for us, and he knows that. But, you know, it was one of them deals. He ran really hard, and we had other guys that ran hard. We just made too many mistakes down the stretch, and it just kind of caught us in the end, you know. It's tough to beat a good football team when you're making those type of mistakes. And, you know, I think we can all learn from it, and we're going to grow from it. We're going to be fine.
Let's talk about those mistakes. You guys fumbled quite a number of times. What's practice going to be like come Monday?
Well, we're definitely going to talk some ball security. We're going to do some different things. You know, the heartbreaker, I believe, was the one where we were actually going into the end zone, and it gets popped out through the back of the end zone. And granted, you know, it just gives them the ball on the 20, but that's a huge momentum swing right there, you know. But it was a heck of a run up to that point to get there, you know. It was probably a 15, 20-yard run to get there. And then, you know, just the little, like I said, the little things kind of bit us, and we couldn't catch a break there down the stretch. But, you know, we're going to build off it. We're going to learn from it.
Talk about now Jacobson. He made his debut for you guys. Up and down, he had some mistakes, but he also had some nice plays too. Were you satisfied with it? Do you want to see a little more? Were you a little surprised with how he performed? What was your takeaway?
No, I'm happy with what he did tonight. You know, he did himself some really good favors by eluding some pressure at times. And you know, they were bringing a bunch of guys. We were trying to pass block as well as we possibly could there late. We were getting fatigued. We had a lot of subs in, but at the same time, they did too. You know, we had guys that probably weren't as comfortable with our pass protection as what we would have liked in towards the end of the game, but Noah did a great job. He really did. He hit some good receivers. He's gonna learn from this, and he's gonna build off it as well.
Let's talk about the defensive side now. You guys allowed about 450 yards of offense. What wasn't working for you guys, and what adjustments are you going to look to make?
Well, you know, we knew coming in that the quarterback was a heck of a player. We knew he could run it. We knew he could throw it. And he showed us tonight why he was such a good player the last couple of years. You know, he's going to be a good player all year. Teams are going to have trouble with him as the season goes on. You know, he's a heck of a player. You know, maybe if looking back, you know, hindsight 2020, maybe we do adjust some things. But at the same time, I think that he's good enough to where he could probably take advantage of those with his arm, too. So if we try to secure him in the run, you know, he throws it well enough to where he keeps you off balance enough to make it tough on you. And he did that tonight.
You guys next week are on the road at St. Clair. What adjustments are you going to be making throughout the week at practice, or what are you going to be focusing on?
Well, we're just going to try to make ourselves better. You know, we're going to try to cut down on all these petty little mistakes. We're going to try to, you know, secure the ball. We're going to try, you know, when we get fatigued, we're not jumping off sides. We're, you know, just the little things like that. I think we got to make ourselves better. We can't necessarily worry as much about St. Clair right now as what we got to worry about ourselves. Being this early in the season, we've got to clean some things up. And like I told the boys, you know, I think that Owensville is going to be a very good football team. They're going to win some football games this year. They're going to win a lot of football games this year. So, I mean, I'm very proud of the way that our boys played. I wish that we could have had the ball bounce our way a couple different times, but you know, sometimes those come back and get you. So we'll learn from it.
Head coach Mark Casey, head coach of the Potosi Trojans. Coach, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck next week.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and return with more on Regional Radio.
Many mortgage lenders sell the servicing rights to the loans they make. There's nothing wrong with that unless you have a loan problem. Then it can become a nightmare trying to reach a person who cares about your problem and, more importantly, is willing and able to work with you to solve that problem. At New Era Bank, we proudly state that we service the loans we make. Local people you can count on are here to help you if and when you have a need. That's what personalized customer service is all about. New Era Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Welcome back into the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Home Pools and Spas in Ludington. Make your backyard a paradise for your whole family with a pool or spa from Home Pools and Spas. They can make your vacation destination right outside your back door. Everybody's going to Home Pools and Spa in Ludington. I am standing by Coach Corey Schweiss of the victorious Central Rebels. And first drive, looking good. You get the fumble. Your team bounced back very nicely from that. Reeling off 39 points, the final score 39-19. Talk about what you saw after that first drive.
Well, yeah, the first drive, obviously you don't want to ever have a turnover, but, you know, we were able to flip the field position with that first drive. You know, we ended up moving it down to the 15, and then obviously our defense was able to get a stop, so we got the ball back with fairly good field position. So our second drive, we were starting with a short field, and you know, Tyrese and Tristan and Jace, you know, Jace hit a big pass play to get us down inside the five, and then we were able to cap it off with a touchdown run. But a very impressive start to the season.
Yeah, it was very, I mean, it ended up being very, very good for you guys. And I noticed early on defensively, it was keep Caleb Pryor
in the pocket. And you did that very nicely. And a couple of times he would get out and he'd do his thing. But for the most part, you contained him really, really well. How impressed were you with your defense's performance?
Well, I thought our inside linebackers, I thought Evan Sidebottom and Jake Glenn played extremely well tonight. You know, we'll look at the film and see for sure, but it seemed like they were all over the field tonight. Our defensive line did a good job. I thought Ethan Branch at outside backer did a good job. But, you know, Tristan Holden and Kyle Mayberry did a really good job. Our defensive tackles, I thought Tanner Friend played well. You know, it's Matt Dean and Ethan Weiss when they were in there. I thought our front seven played a really good football game. You know, our defensive backs did what they needed to do to kind of cover the receivers up so our guys could get to Caleb. But I tell you what, he's a heck of a football player. He might be one of the better high school football players we play all year.
That's saying something, considering you held him to only 19 points in 48 minutes. But, you know, coaches know best the kind of talent on the other sideline. Let's see, Campbell, three touchdowns tonight. He just did a really solid job of keeping control of the football, not losing it, following his blockers well, getting in the open field on that crazy, crazy Jace Bland play where he scrambled, you know, left, right, and then left. Talk about Campbell's performance and how you liked him and how you like him moving forward.
Well, he's a bull. I mean, he's a big kid. Not only is he big, but he's really fast and elusive. You know, he's probably going to be a pretty rare high school athlete in this area. We don't see guys like that too often that can run, you know, running low 4.6s that are 2.20. And he's going to be a force this season as long as he can stay healthy. You know, but his running partner mate, Tyrese Welch, he had a big game too. So I thought both those guys, including Jace, really controlled the ball, running the ball. And even when guys like Ethan Branch and those other guys got in there to run the ball, I thought we did a good job, along with our offensive line, obviously, controlling the football from the offensive standpoint.
Speaking of Welch, what do you say to him after he fumbles on that first drive? Because whatever it was that someone said to him, he listened, because he had two big runs, 62 yards and 49 yards. And he just did a much, much better job after that first drive.
You know, honestly, I didn't even say anything to him. I just, you know, as soon as that happened, we just go straight to defense. We don't think about it. We don't talk about it. You know, obviously, we say, come on, let's hold on to the ball or whatever in passing. But, you know, we don't try to concentrate on the lows. We don't try to concentrate on the highs. We just try to move to the next play. Just like in practice, we try to move to the next play. You know, we try to get better. And, you know, the actual play that he fumbled on was actually a good play if he wouldn't have fumbled it. You know, he had probably gained eight to ten yards before he lost the ball, and fighting for extra yards. So we just don't hang on to it a little bit more.
Who do you have next week?
We have Country Day, MICDS, very tough opponent. It's going to be a challenge for us. It's on a Saturday, so probably be hot. And, you know, they probably are in the toughest conference in the state, small school conference, with a bunch of powerhouses. And they're right there with them. So it's definitely going to be a tough game for us.
Well, a great night for you. 39 points, victorious, 39-19 over Sullivan Eagles. Great way to kick off the season. Good luck in the upcoming games. And we'll be sure to follow you guys throughout the season and look to see more good football.
Well, I appreciate it. I love the end zone show tonight. So I'm looking forward to listening to the other coaches and see how everything played out tonight. Thank you a lot.
Coach Corey Schweiss of the Central Rebels, who are victorious tonight by a final score of 39-19 over the Sullivan Eagles. MICDS next up on the schedule for the Rebels, but they are going to bask in the glory of this one tonight. We'll head back to the station after these messages.
Change. If you're like most people, that very word puts a knot in the pit of your stomach. Hi, this is Kim Hudson with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We recognize that the world is changing at a rapid pace with smartphones, internet searches, and apps for everything. At Coldwell Banker Holsey, we have kept up with the latest technologies in real estate, but more importantly, we live here, support our local communities, and still believe in personal touch. When you're ready to buy or sell your home, let us take the pain out of change. Coldwell Banker Holsey is located in beautiful downtown Farmington, or visit us online at coldwellbankerholsey.com.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
back to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show for week number one. We've talked to about half of our area coaches, and we've got a lot to get into. Now joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, head coach of the North County Raiders, Coach Dave Dallas, after a 35-0 victory on the road over Sekmon. Coach, you've got to be pleased about that one.
Yeah, we're pleased about our victory. Our kids played really well. We came out and we ran the ball extremely well, but we played really good defense. We came away with a goose egg tonight, and our guys played super. I thought we did a good job executing all phases of the game. Our kicking game was really good, and our running game was awfully good, and we played very well defensively.
You know, Coach, it's been about 2 years now that I've been told that the young guys coming up in your program are next-level kind of athletes, and there's a lot of them. But everybody said maybe it's a year away, but it sounds like things are going well early on. Do you think it might be fast-forwarding a bit?
You know, I think, you know, we got the opportunity to play a lot of kids last year. They were young kids, and you know, with their season now and maybe a year further along than, you know, we were. I think, you know, we're going to be a good football team. I think we'll continue to get better and better each week. And, you know, we got some good athletes and we got some good depth in a lot of positions. There's other positions we're not as deep in, though.
You're starting a youthful quarterback this year, a sophomore, but that, Colton does not have a sophomore mentality. How'd he do his first night out?
Yeah, I was really pleased with Colton's effort. And, you know, he played with boys. You know, he made some very good reads, and he made a couple poor decisions as well. But his leadership ability and his poise and could be able to control the team and just his attitude and effort it's there. And he's going to have some of those little growing pains as he goes through. But I think he's going to be awful special as the year goes on.
I imagine you got to love having a guy as your signal caller that's that fiery and can command a presence standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, most sophomores don't command that sense and that presence, and guys don't rally around them. And he certainly has that instinct to be able to do that. And he'll get better and better at it. And there again, I think he'll go through some growing pains there. He's still young, one thing about Colton is that, you know, he's a pretty self-corrective kid. I mean, you tell him something once, and he usually is able to get that corrected, and he's competitive, and so he can get things taken care of. And very often does he make the same mistake twice.
And it sounds like you've got the field general in place, but what about the pieces around him? You've got to have some good feelings after tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we ran the ball well. Riley Smith got a little dinged up. Rolled an ankle the first quarter again, and hopefully we'll get him back pretty quick. But Matt Black stepped in and played a tremendous ball game for us, and we moved him back to tailback, and he's taken reps there this year. So he played very well, and you know, we were able to run the ball real well. Our offensive line played well. Our defensive line played extremely well.
Yeah, I imagine winning the battle up front helped quite a bit. What was it about the defense? Because, I mean, holding somebody scoreless, that doesn't happen often.
Yeah, and we probably would have held them to under 100 yards of total offense if it wasn't for, you know, they had the running clock there in the third and fourth quarter, and, you know, we started subbing and everything like that, and they got some yards on us a little bit. But, you know, we played very well defensively, and, you know, position solid. I mean, our defensive line is very good, and our linebacking core is experienced. And you know, we have two or three starts back in the secondary. So you know, we're solid. So we feel very good about our defense and how we performed tonight, particularly.
And how do you ride that wave of momentum into week two with the Heartwalk game, big rivalry game next week with Farmington?
You know, we just got to carry, can get better. I think the key thing is we can't get caught up in the rivalry aspect. We got to take care of ourselves and get better ourselves. And you know, there's no question we'll be ready to play, you know, emotionally on Friday night. But we got to take care of things and get better with what we need to you know, we need to prepare for and what we need to get better at. And those are the things we need to work on. We can't dwell on the victory or the rival, those type of things. We got to get moving forward on what we need to get better at and get better as a football team.
That's head coach of the North County Raiders, Dave Dallas, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Coach, keep an eye on that Twitter ahead of that next week matchup.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us again, and have yourself a good night.
You too now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. More coach interviews up next across regional radio.
Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington is a proud supporter of the area athletes. Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington encourages all athletes to work hard and keep your direction. The key word to a winning team is work. Innovative Warehousing is a proud supporter of the community and area high school sports. This message brought to you by your friends at Innovative Warehousing and Distribution in Farmington.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbag side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
First State Community Bank offers you solutions for your business needs. If your business is looking to accept debit, credit, or online payments, our merchant solutions can be customized for you to include point-of-sale terminals, online, mobile, and telephone payment acceptance, custom gift cards for your business, check processing, and even payroll card. First State Community Bank's industry experience, safety and security, and local 24/7, 365 support are just a few of the key benefits for you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Home Pools and Spas, we're your home for outdoor water fun all year long. Plan on saving hundreds, even thousands, while creating your own at-home vacation. We're making room for new inventory, and all in-stock spas must be sold. Say goodbye to wintertime blahs. Say hello to family fun. Home Pools and Spas. Come see us on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit on Highway 67. Or call us, 431-SPAS. When it comes to family fun, there's no place like home.
Joined now by Coach Terry Crump of the Crystal City Hornets football team. And, Coach, you guys fell to Chaffee tonight. But the thing with you guys is you had a youthful program, and you talked about kind of taking time. And part of that was with the quarterback, Chris Eisenbeis. Just kind of how did he look in his first game under center?
I thought Chris looked real well. He ran for a touchdown and also threw for a touchdown. Chris did a real nice job stepping in this week. He still got a ways to go, but he looked really good for his first week.
And then defensively, you guys gave up 39 points. Just what types of things would you like to see cleaned up heading into next week?
Well, we played three quarters real well, and we played one quarter really bad. We gave up three long touchdowns in the second quarter, and other than that, I thought we played a really good game.
Just eliminating those big plays then defensively?
Yeah, I think if we eliminate those three plays, it's a very good game. I'm really, really happy with our young kids. We're a very young team, and I was really happy with the way they played. We just couldn't answer this certain play they ran in the second quarter. We made adjustments in the second half, and we put a stop to it, but the second quarter is really tough for us.
What types of things do you think you need to work on heading into the second week of the season?
I think that moving some personnel around. We've seen some players that really stepped up to the plate and did really well. So we're going to move them into some positions that we think that they're going to be really help us out at. I was really happy with the way some of these young ones really played. I mean, we're young. I mean, they're freshmen, but they came out there and played real well, and they deserve more playing time.
Coach, any final thoughts on the game?
Just that I thought we did real well. I mean, we're a very young team, and that second quarter it just got away from them. but I was really, really happy with the adjustments they made in the second half.
Coach Crump, thanks very much for your time here on Regional Radio.
Are you looking for a new barbecue joint to try in your own backyard? Hi, I'm Jeff Kettlehut, and I'm inviting you to my place, Kettlehut Smokehouse in Crystal City. We offer slow-smoked Memphis-style ribs, pulled pork, brisket, and more. Try them with one of our five made-from-scratch sauces. Our barbecue is smoked daily and available till we run out. We also have the best bread pudding in three counties. Check out Kettlehut Smokehouse on Facebook for all of our specials. On 6167 in front of Shop and Save in Crystal City, Kettlehut Smokehouse, hands down, the best around.
Joining us on End Zone here on Regional Radio is Jerry Woods, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers. They take a loss tonight to Windsor, 56-33. I thought some positive things, Coach. Obviously, Lampros, the transfer, really showed what kind of athleticism the kid has. He had a great game.
A great young man. Great young man. A yes sir, no sir guy. Wants to just puts his heart out there and just goes and plays football.
He put on a show, no doubt. Five touchdowns in this one, and a lot of fun watching him play, no question about it. But you had some other guys step up and make some plays too.
Absolutely. And that's what we kind of preach is, somebody's got to step up. It can't be a one-man show. We're without Jalen Thornton this week, so we just didn't have enough practices in to be able to be eligible this week. We'll have him back next week. That shores some things up in the backfield.
You got wore down maybe a little bit. Windsor really threw some guys at you. They really mixed it up, so to speak. Here and there, it's tough to really figure out what they're doing because, they had like four or five different ball carriers tonight.
Yeah, they got some depth. They got some really good senior playmakers that they got returners that ran their offense last year. I thought they did a great job with their little veer option, two-back gun set. We struggled shutting that thing down all night.
And, of course, it's typical August. It's humid. Guys are cramping up. And, and on top of that, first game jitters maybe in a way, too. There were some penalties.
Yeah, we had way too many penalties, way too many missed assignments, but that's why we film the game. That's why we do film, and we'll get it corrected.
And again, the cramping, what can you say? It just happens. And when you mentioned it before, when you don't have depth, it really hurts.
Absolutely. It showed tonight. We had a couple key kids go down with cramps, and, the backups just aren't quite to that caliber yet. They're working hard, and they'll get there, but they're not there yet.
Tell us about next week and as you prepare.
Well, next week we have Perryville coming in here, and they're returning most of their offense, and they got depth. So we got to get in great shape. We run a lot, but I guess we need to run a little bit more because they're going to come out with a lot of one-way players, and it's going to be interesting.
Another big school, too.
Another Class 4 team. We'll see what we're made out of these first 2 weeks, then we go back down to Class 2 teams, our conference.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Right. Good luck to you the rest of the way.
Okay, thanks for all the coverage.
You're welcome. Jerry Woods, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, joining us on End Zone on Regional Radio.
Precious memories left behind bring us joy and peace of mind when we celebrate the lives of those we love.
Your memories are precious. That's why at Cozines, we take the time to find out what made your loved one special. You can count on us to help you plan a service that will be just as unique as the person you love.
Celebrate the lives of those you love.
Cozine Memorial Chapel, Farmington.
We're back now on the Home Pool and Spas End Zone Show. We're joined by head coach Paul Sauer of the Fredericktown Black Cats. The Black Cats fell to the Kennett Indians 57-10. Coach, how'd you see the game through your eyes?
Well, early on, we missed a few tackles that led to some big plays for Kennett. And, you can't spot a team like Kennett, two touchdowns. And we were plagued with some turnovers throughout the game. That gave Kennett some short fields. We just made a lot of fundamental mistakes, and we're gonna have to get back to work this next week, clean some of those up, and hopefully get back on the winning track.
Right, Coach, and it is only week one, and those mistakes are gonna be there. How are you gonna go about fixing those?
Well, we're gonna have to get down to business this week. We had a couple practices this past week that were a little lackadaisical, and we can't have that this week. We're gonna have to focus all of our attention on protecting the football. We're going to have to focus our attention on the fundamentals of tackling. And, you know, if we can do those things and clean things up, you know, I think we'll be okay.
And every cloud has a silver lining, Coach. Did you see anything out there that you did like today?
Well, you know, our kids never gave up. I'm proud of the way the effort they gave for four quarters. You know, we at times we didn't handle the adversity as well as I'd like, but you know, like I said, it's week one, and you know, hopefully, you know, we'll see a better, you know, a little bit better effort from them as far as handling that adversity down the road. But you know, we had some nice plays. Matthew Williams had over 100 yards rushing. Colton Rakeup, I think he was like 9 for 16 with you know, with an interception that was returned for a touchdown. But you know, those are going to happen when you're starting a sophomore quarterback. So hopefully, you know, we can clean that up.
Coach, who do you got for week two?
We have Herculaneum at home.
And, Coach, how does Herculaneum look for next week?
Well, you know, we haven't seen them on film at all, so, you know, we'll have to get exchange tapes with Coach Cook and, you know, hopefully figure out what we need to do to get us a W.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Once again, that was Head Coach Paul Sauer of the Fredericktown Black Cats. We'll have more End Zone Show after this.
Hi, Tracy Wicking here. At Comtree, we have been providing services to our citizens in Jefferson County and the surrounding area since 1974. We are a comprehensive health center providing family medical care, dental care, behavioral health, and substance abuse treatment services. We want to be your health care home. Check us out online at mymoinfo.com or call us at 931-2700. Comtree, health happens here.
Joined now by Coach Westermeyer of the Windsor Owls football team. They come away with a huge 56-33 victory. And, Coach, the biggest thing that really stood out to me, I should say, the trio in the backfield between Ward, Fouts, and Wolcott. Those guys combined for 7 touchdowns. Just kind of speak on their play.
Yeah, they played well. You know, Taylor made a lot of great reads in the first half, and then Max ran the football well. Fouts was a little under the bug. Weather there in the first half, and stomach and cramping in a little bit, but he was able to come on in the second half. But, you know, the first half, it was, you know, Kale and Max, Wilcott kind of carrying the load for us there. You know, up front we played extremely well, getting to the right spots. Like I said, Kale was making some good reads, and our tempo was keeping us going. And offensively, we didn't make too many mistakes. I think it was kind of a tale of two halves. At halftime, I believe we're sitting there with, you know, eight penalties to one. And you know, I don't want to take anything away from St. Pius. So they were very, very gritty, played extremely hard. And they were making plays when we were making our mistakes. You know, they were taking advantage of our mistakes, and they were there to make a play. And I tried to tell our kids we're going to try to create some things defensively and do some things, but we got to be in the right position and be ready to make a play when they have the opportunity. And St. Pius really did that. You know, we ended up creating an interception in the first half, and then we, you know, roughing the passer and takes away the interception, takes away the football from us. Then we have a penalty all down inside gives them first and goal inside their 7, I believe, on their first score. So, like I said, I won't take anything away from St. Pius. They played extremely hard. But, you know, we dropped an interception right into their hands for a touchdown, blew a coverage from one of our safety spots early on in the first half as well. And we ran Veer probably 25 times tonight, and for some reason we had called for 80 in the runner, you know, on the 1 yard line. So, you know, we made our fair share of mistakes in the first half and just clean those up at halftime and played a little different with a little different intensity on defense the second half and you know, did what we needed to do.
Coach, week one, obviously you can take a lot. I know talking to you prior, you said you wanted to look at what you guys did in week one. You talked a lot about some of those mistakes, but then you cleaned those up in the second half. So just kind of what's going to be the message to your ball club as you guys get ready to set up for week two?
Oh, that's it. I mean, basically we're moving on to week two. You know, we need to enjoy this. Enjoy this victory tonight. Been first
you know, first win week one that we've had since 2012, I believe, when we had our opening week win when we opened up our stadium and our new turf. And it's been since then. So, like I told the kids, they need to enjoy it and have a good time, take care of themselves, take care of their body, and be coming Monday ready to work because, you know, week one's over and we're moving on to week two.
Congratulations on the victory. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you for your time and coverage.
The Potosi Arts School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
It's our summer clearance event, and the deals are flying at your home with a No Bull deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Hi, this is Brad Smith. Right now, get employee pricing on all new 2016 in-stock Town & Countries, plus a $4,500 rebate. Or, how about $12,700 off a sticker on a new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 1500 4x4 Bighorn, now only $33,813. Also, right now at Lucas Smith, Jeep buyers get a new 2016 Jeep Cherokee for 0% APR for 75 months. Or a big $4,500 rebate, or drive away in a new 2017 Pacifica with 0% APR for 60 months plus $1,500 rebate. Hurry in now until August 31st to Lucas Smith Chrysler Center summer clearance event off of Highway A in Festus, or check us out at lucassmith.com.
Home of the Noble Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler. Noble.
Welcome, Coach Alex Rugley from the Jefferson R7 Blue Jays to the Home Pool and Spas End Zone Show. Coach, how'd you guys do tonight?
You know, we played fairly well at times. We saw some things that we needed to work on, week one stuff. So, we'll get back to the drawing board here on Saturday and Sunday and get prepared for East Prairie football team. But overall, I was pleased with our kids coming down on about a 3.5-4 hour bus ride down to a tough, hard-nosed football team and the school Bulldogs and playing them extremely hard and tough and extremely proud and to come out of Kabul with a victory.
In a 26-24 thrilling victory, who are your standout players for you tonight?
Yes, I tell you what, Andrew Graves did his normal routine on Friday night. He had a great game this year, this week. He had over 170 yards rushing. We had our backup fullback and defensive end, Tomas Collins, ran for over 100 yards tonight as well, and he did a phenomenal job. Dustin Gobro did well at us at running back, as well as Dakota Jackalback from a defensive standpoint. And our whole secondary played extremely well. I don't know if they – I think they completed one out of about 11 passes all night. And, I was extremely pleased with our defensive effort. You know, they were playing with a short field for a lot of most of the night. So, I was extremely pleased with the kids' effort from that standpoint.
So going into week two, 1-0, who are you guys playing?
We're playing a East Prairie Eagles team that is out of our district who played Kelly tonight. I know for a little bit of the kids from track last spring, and they have some extremely fast, quick kids. Coach Jamerson does a phenomenal job with those young men over there, and he's done a phenomenal job building up that program for where it was, where he was. And we've got a hard-fought match ahead of us on Friday. We've got to fix correct our mistakes that we made tonight and build the positives that we also did tonight as well.
All righty, Coach. It sounds like we're getting ready to lose you, so I'm going to let you go.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you for everything.
Hey, thank you. That was Coach Alex Rugley with the Jefferson R7 Blue Jays.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
be right back. Don't leave.
Great to be joined by Brent Tinker now, Fox head man, and what a thriller tonight in Fox. 26-20, Farmington gets out of town with the win in overtime. But Coach, what I noticed about your team is that it had such resilience. Every time Farmington would make a play, every time Farmington would score, you guys had an answer every time.
I'm really proud of the kids. I mean, we're probably past the point of moral victories. I told them, I promise we're past that. But at the same time, I also refuse to be not proud of the kids. They fought really hard. It kind of was what we thought. Farmington's got a tough breed of kid. They weren't going to come up here and hang out. They were a little better at fundamentals than we were tonight. I think they tackled a little better than we did. I think they executed their game plan a little bit better than we did. And hats off to them. We're going to be okay. We'll be all right. We'll come back from this. It stings right now, and it should sting right now. But it's going to be okay. We're going to be all right. We're not going to hang our heads. We're still darn proud of our kids. Just they got us, and it happens.
I thought it was kind of a man's game. You know, I mean, it was a power football game. It wasn't modern day pitch and catch, you know, seven. It was a smash mouth ball game.
Going into it, I think that was everybody's plan. You know, I said before the game, we all needed to find out who we were and what we had. And I think we all found out a little bit of who we are and what we had. And it's kind of played. I wanted to be on the other side of that, but it kind of played out how I thought it might play out. I thought it was going to be really tight. I thought it was going to be a fight, and I knew it wasn't going to be a finesse game. And nobody came in here with the intention of running away from each other, and we ran right at each other. And they made a couple plays. You know, we have that big personal foul on fourth down.
Yeah, it was huge.
That was a silly, immature mistake. You know, we'll go back, and tonight we'll love our kids. On Sunday at film, we'll yell at them. But there's too many mistakes. You can't do that and win. And you can look back at it, and you can realize that you just cannot do that and win.
What'd you like about what you saw out of your guys?
They played really tough. Yeah. They played really hard. They didn't always execute, but they played really, really hard. I can coach that. You know, you can't coach soft kids. You can coach tough kids that made a few mistakes. So we can work with this team. We can get a lot better. I mean, you know, last year we had a good season. We got whooped versus Papa Bluff week one. We were better week one team this year than we were last year, even though we made mistakes. I like to think we're a little bit ahead of where we were last year, even though last year's team was pretty outstanding. This team's going to stand on its own.
Heard a lot about Tony Pisoni coming in. He was as good or better than I thought he was advertised. 144 on the ground for you, some yards passing, answered every bell, three touchdowns, made a tackle on a two-point conversion. Yeah. I thought he was terrific.
He tipped that overtime pass, too. He was an inch away from a pick. Tony's outstanding. We love Tony. Tony's going to wear this one pretty hard tonight because, you know, I love that kid. He knows that he's our best player, and he knows for a fact he made some mistakes tonight. But like I said, you can coach that. He's tough. We love him. We're going to have his back tonight just because it sure wasn't him alone. I made mistakes tonight. You might even have made a mistake tonight, maybe. But we're all right. It's week one. We're still – I got their back. They said they'd have mine still. So we'll be all right. We'll keep moving forward. Hats off to Farmington. Congratulations. They played a really good game.
Want to give us a thought about next week's game?
We got Clayton. We don't know a great deal about Clayton just yet. I don't ever watch film ahead of time. So we do have some film on them last year, but we're going to rely really heavy on their week one game and the game plan. And they're going to – they're usually talented. They're kind of – they graduated a lot last year too. So Farmington and Fox graduated a lot last year. Going in week two, Clayton graduated a lot last year. But we get at least 1 week of film on them. So nothing profound, I'm sorry. But yeah, they'll be athletic, I'm sure. They'll be well coached, and it's going to take our best game.
Thanks, Coach. Great to see the Warriors.
Thank you for coming out.
You betcha. My pleasure. Brent Tinker joining us on the End Zone Show right here on Regional Radio.
Accidents happen even to the best drivers. When you need a repair, call Crown Collision. They're a preferred provider with many insurance companies. They handle your rental, and if a rental's unavailable, they'll arrange for a loaner car. Fill out the paperwork, do your repair quickly, and detail your vehicle so it looks new. It's simple. Just hand them the keys.
This is Ron Akers. Accidents do happen, and when it happens to you, Crown Collision is a great place to start. Crown Collision, it's your vehicle and your choice. Just hand us the keys.
Great to be joined by Eric Krupe now. Farmington wins in overtime, 26-20 on the road at Fox. Last year, on the road, Class 5 semifinalist beating Ladue by a field goal. Feels a little like it, but it had its own flavor. Why don't we work backwards? You win it on a third down completion off of a tip pass from an All-State safety, and a brand-new wide receiver runs underneath of it and catches it. You had the best seat in the house.
Well, that just shows the
the discipline to play the play until the whistle blows, and you know, not losing focus and concentration, because as that ball hits his hands, it may be easy to lose your focus and lose your concentration and discipline, but to stay focused on that football and make sure that it enters your hands when it passes through his shows a lot for Teddy, that he was able to maintain that focus throughout the course of the play and ultimately won us a football game.
No team led by more than a score tonight, and you led by a score three times. This was, you thought it would be a great football game. I think people that broke it down and knew the teams thought it would be a great football game, and it definitely was. How many heart attacks during the game tonight, Coach?
Well, it's definitely stressful. You know, in the heat of battle, though, you're so focused on the task at hand that you know, the heart attacks don't come till maybe later. But it was a heck of a ball game. But I never lost faith in the fact that our team was going to continue to fight through, and they weren't going to give up no matter what the situation.
We focus on the touchdown catch at the end. But your defense had to get the job done in the first overtime. They forced a bad pitch on an option play. There was a penalty, and your guys just kept coming at them. That was a huge defensive stand.
Yes, I give our kids credit for taking to an adjustment. You know, we did a very good job for the first 2.5 to 2.75 of the quarters that we had played. But at the end of the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter, I think Fox had figured out what we were doing against their option game, and they were able to get those two scores on the board. So we made an adjustment late, and our kids did a great job of taking to that adjustment, and it ultimately allowed us to get off the field, one, on that final series of the fourth quarter, and then two, on that overtime, to where then the ball was in our offense's hands, and all they had to do was score and win.
Yeah. But Sony kid's a great athlete, isn't he?
Oh, we knew he was the best athlete they had, and we knew the key to the football game was containing him. I felt if we could do a good job containing him, success was going to follow. And, you know, the times they had success, he was definitely a difference maker, you know. And with teams, we play Cape and Sykes and Jackson, we see athletes all the time. So it's not uncommon for us to see a kid like that. But he is a heck of a football player, there's no doubt. And he's going to make some of those 6A schools they play, he's going to give them some headaches.
I remember talking to you last year after the Ladue win. You felt great about the win, felt great about the conclusion, but you also felt really good that you saw a lot of things to tell you we're going to get a lot better. Did you see that tonight too?
Yes. You know, this is a team that they're just gritty and hard-nosed, and they got some toughness to them. You know, we've got depth. You know, mm-hmm. Whether there's one standout or not, we've got a lot of depth, and we got a lot of kids that understand their role and do their job. And you know, we could see the focus from June, you know, and they did a great job in the offseason, and so it's not a surprise they were going to tough this thing out.
Great first step. Second step will be at North County. North County was an improved ball club last year. They seem to be one this year, too.
There's no doubt, you know, just like us, you know, Coach Dallas is building a program, and, you know, it's year three for him, and we know they're going to be a good football team, and it's a rivalry football game. And so when we go up there next Friday night, it's going to be a dogfight, because you're playing the old St. Francis County rivalry now, and our kids understand it, and I know their kids understand it.
A couple plays here and there, it'll be a fun ride home.
These road trips are a lot more fun after wins like that, but yeah, it'll be an enjoyable ride home, and again, I'm just proud of our kids, and we're looking forward to getting back to work next week.
Eric Krupe joining us on End Zone. Farmington wins in overtime at Fox 26-20 on regional radio.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values. Break your screen? Did your charge port go out? Missing important phone calls because your phone is broke? Come see the Screen Spot in Festus for all your electronic repair needs. They have years of experience and certified cell phone repair technicians on hand. Stop in today or visit thescreenspot.com and get a quote for your repair. The Screen Spot in Festus, located on Main Street behind the DMV. Visit in-store or thescreenspot.com.
It's the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. Week 1, just about in the books.
one more look at our Week 1 Presbyterian Manor High School Football Scoreboard. J98 saw Owensville top Potosi 28-24. AM800 KREI went into overtime with Farmington topping Fox 26-20. AM1400 KJEF saw Windsor over St. Pius 56-33. The J98 Web TV exclusive saw the Central Rebels hold off Sullivan 39-12, the final score there. Other Week 1 matchups, Festus 29, Vachon 26, Chaffee over Crystal City 39-19. Scott City defends their home turf 46-8 over Grandview. Confluence Prep on the road tops Herculaneum 34-12. Jefferson edges Kabul 26-24. Valley Catholic 77-0 over St. Vincent. It was the Kennett Indians topping the Fredericktown Black Hats tonight 57-10. The DeSoto Dragons, a road victory over Perryville 23-15. St. Genevieve, a win at home over the Dexter Bearcats 35-6, the final there. The Hillsboro Hawks 42-0 on the road over the Afton Cougars. North County, a 35-0 victory on the road over Seckman. And St. James topped Cuba 34-12 with Francis Howell North beating Northwest 54-26. That's for your Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America scoreboard. Presbyterian Manors of Mid-America, the way you want to live. We have one final segment of the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, the final countdown, next on Regional Radio.
Who loves sports as much as you do? Mega Sports shares your love of sports for over 21 years now. Not just one sport, but all sports. And because they know sports, they carry the brands and items you need to get your game on. From shoes to apparel and equipment to team uniforms and names like Nike, Under Armour, Easton, Louisville Slugger, Mizuno, Rawlings, and more. So when you're in the game, remember, Mega Sports in Farmington.
In the field or on the field, it's Mega Sports.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Time for the final countdown, week one of the high school football season 2016 coming to a close. Across regional radio, we saw the Owensville Dutchman top the Potosi Trojans 28-24. AM800 KREI went into overtime with Farmington over Fox 26-20. KJF, it was Windsor topping St. Pius 56-33. And on Web TV, Central tops the Sullivan Eagles 39-12. We'll dive into week number two on regional radio. J98 will have the St. Genevieve rivalry once again with Valley Catholic hosting St. Genevieve. On AM800 KREI, the Heartwalk rivalry with North County hosting Farmington. KJF has DeSoto coming home to host Bishop DeBerg, and a lot more games along with that. Crystal City at Kelly, JFK at Grandview, Herky at Fredericktown, St. Pius hosting Perryville in week two, Scott City at St. Vincent, Central at MICDS, St. Clair hosting Potosi, Sullivan goes to Festus, Oakville hosts Hillsboro, St. Charles at Windsor, Cuba at Hermit, Fox hosting Clayton, Afton at Seckman, and Riverview Gardens at Northwest. If you missed anything from tonight, make sure you catch our Coles Tractor and Equipment football recap show Tuesday on J98 The Boot. We will see you for week two.